He was a dashing young jet pilot. She was a beautiful divorcee.
I felt that this was going to be for keeps, and I felt that this was something forever.
But Ana Margarita's sexy husband had no intention of living happily ever after.
Juan Pablo was very good at fooling people. I think he was an expert at it.
This was just too bizarre. Nobody could have seen this coming.
His deception not only rocked Ana's world, but the entire state of Florida.
People immediately started to say that he was a spy.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Good Cuban girl knows the importance of finding a husband. And Ana Margarita Martinez is no exception.
My mom and my grandmother wanted me to have a partner in life, to have someone to share the good and the bad with.
But finding love would not be easy for Ana. By 1992, the beautiful 32-year-old Cuban exile was living in Miami. Twice divorced with two small children.
Because she was a single mom, she didn't date that much. So when she was dating somebody, it would spread word around the family.
Ana had practically given up on meeting Mr. Right when Cupid struck in the most unusual place.
I went to church one Sunday morning as usual, and I met Juan Pablo Roque. He was a Richard Gere lookalike. And there was something mysterious about him.
He was a defector from the Cuban military who, I believe, swam to Guantanamo in order to get here. So it was like a heroic story of escape from Cuba.
Juan Pablo's defection made headline news. He quickly became the darling of Miami.
I was impressed with the story, as everyone else was.
Lucky for Ana, Juan Pablo singled her out.
He said, "Have you ever been told you have such a beautiful smile?" And then I just looked and I started like counting, like saying, "Yeah, I've been told like many times."
They really looked good together. They were almost like the Latin Ken and Barbie.
Just 6 months after they met, Juan Pablo popped the question. But Ana took her time. 3 years later, she and Juan Pablo tied the knot on April 1st, 1995. April Fool's Day.
I just remember feeling peaceful. Like, this is the person I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life.
Ana's new husband was already a household name in Miami, and he had become even more popular when he joined the prestigious group, Brothers to the Rescue.
Brothers to the Rescue was a group of volunteer pilots who searched the Florida Straits for rafters who were seeking freedom.
They were viewed as heroes, going out every weekend, sometimes during the week. I had, you know, more than a dozen volunteer pilots who would fly their own planes, spend their own money on fuel.
They were literally saving lives in the Florida Straits. You know, rafters who would possibly have died if it weren't for these pilots.
When he wasn't volunteering, Juan Pablo took odd jobs to help make ends meet. He seemed willing to do almost anything for Ana.
She was happy being a wife. She was happy having the family. So yeah, she was happy being in love.
But their honeymoon was about to come to an abrupt end. In February of 1996, just 10 months into their marriage, Juan Pablo announced he was taking a last-minute job in Key West, several hours from home.
Something told me it was not quite right.
Juan Pablo told her he needed to help a friend move his yacht for the extra cash. But Ana didn't want him to leave town.
I was so uneasy with it that I asked him not to do it. And he got angry, and so I didn't want to argue about it. So I didn't bring it up anymore.
When Juan Pablo left for his trip later that night, Anna couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong.
I had a very, very strange feeling in the morning. I must have tried his number 50 times.
The fact that he wasn't answering his phone calls and he wasn't calling us to see how we were doing definitely worried me.
A woman's intuition is rarely wrong. Anna's husband was missing, all right, and his disappearance was about to cause a media frenzy.
Well, the phone call from my editor said that two Brothers to the Rescue planes had been shot down.
I was so extremely nervous.
In February 1996, Anna Margarita's husband left for a trip to Key West and never returned home. But 10 months before his mysterious disappearance, Anna began to realize Juan Pablo wasn't exactly the perfect husband.
He fibbed a little, I noticed that, and that was one of the things that we argued about.
And as Juan Pablo's social circle grew, Anna wasn't always thrilled with the company he kept. One dinner guest in particular made her feel like an outsider in her own home. He was a fellow Brothers to the Rescue pilot who had become quite close to Juan Pablo.
They got together quite often and talked, and on occasion, they would speak in Russian. When I asked, what was going on, they said that, you know, they just needed to practice because otherwise they would forget the language.
Anna thought it was odd, but she knew both men learned Russian in the Cuban Air Force, back when the military was run by the Soviet Union.
It made me feel uncomfortable, but, you know, he explained it away. He said that they were talking about things pertaining to Brothers to the Rescue and their activism in Cuba.
While Juan Pablo always seemed to know what to say to Anna, around her family, he was a man of few words.
His personality was just flatter than a pancake. He wasn't a very great conversationalist. The conversation was very yes, no, very military, very abbreviated, very, very brief.
And behind closed doors, Anna's husband was becoming unpredictable.
He was controlling and manipulative, but what balanced it was that he liked to make me happy. He would do things just to please me.
By February 1996, Juan Pablo's behavior was downright peculiar. At times, he seemed paranoid, especially after some neighborhood kids tried to pull a silly prank.
I got a call from my neighbor telling me that some kids had attempted to break into my house and they had actually broken my window. So I told him what had happened and he totally overreacted. He said something along the lines of, that was meant for me, it's because of me.
Anna Margarita pressed her husband for more details, but he refused to explain himself. From that night on, Juan Pablo seemed like a different man, always looking over his shoulder.
He was getting agitated. He was waking up in the middle of the night, tossing and turning a lot. He was very stressed, very stressed. And I couldn't understand what was going on. And he said it was just all work related.
Anna Margarita sensed that Juan Pablo was keeping something from her, but she had no idea what, and she would never have a chance to ask him again. On February 24th, 1996, Juan Pablo left for an odd job in Key West and never returned home.
I felt lost. I felt desperate.
After hearing nothing all day, Anna was convinced her husband was missing.
I was just beside myself. I knew something was wrong and I didn't know what to do. So I called a friend and he said, well, why don't you look through his things, look through his drawers, see if anything's missing. Look for clues.
And when Anna searched his dresser, she couldn't believe her eyes.
I was shocked that every time I opened a drawer, it was practically empty. Most of his belongings were gone.
Just when Anna didn't know where to turn, she remembered something Juan Pablo told her before he left for the trip.
He emphasized twice, at least, the day before leaving. He told me, if you need to move the car for any reason, remember that I keep an extra set of keys in the drawer.
Anna raced to find Juan Pablo's Jeep, not sure what she would find. The Jeep was exactly where he said it would be, in a Miami parking garage. And Anna's husband left something very telling inside.
When I opened the car, the only thing I found was his full set of keys and his cell phone. When you see a full set of keys inside a car, it tells you the person's not coming back.
Two days later, confusion turned to panic when Anna awoke to startling news.
Oh, he hit that thing, it tumbled about three times, it fireballed.
According to news reports, several members of Brothers to the Rescue were dead, shot down by Cuban MiGs over the Florida Straits.
I mean, four Americans are killed in, you know, two planes by the Cuban government. It's a big story. Everybody was here from every station all over the place.
I was like, oh man, could he have been planning to be with them and not wanting to worry us, and he went off on this mission with them, and we don't know.
Four pilots were confirmed dead, but Anna didn't know if Juan Pablo was one of them. Hours after the incident, Anna learned of her husband's fate from a member of Brothers to the Rescue.
I asked him, is it possible that my husband may have been on one of those planes? And he told me, no, he was definitely not. So my husband was still missing.
Missing, but not for long. Anna's husband was about to cause an international scandal.
A reporter came to my door. He said, turn on your TV and watch CNN.
Three days after she kissed her husband goodbye, Ana Margarita Martinez was still agonizing over his whereabouts. Just when she thought she'd never see Juan Pablo again, a reporter showed up at her door, armed with astonishing news about her husband.
He said, turn on your TV and watch CNN. And when I did that, I saw my husband disembark a Cubana de Aviación airplane in Havana. He had his Ray-Bans on, he had his wedding ring on, he had the chain and cross that I had given him on, and he had his Rolex.
Anna's husband was back in Cuba, the very country he said he despised.
I thought he was crazy. I thought he must have been forced to go back. I thought, they blackmailed him.
When Juan Pablo granted his first television interview that very same day, he proudly denounced the United States, Cuban exiles, and Brothers to the Rescue, claiming the group was really a bunch of terrorists.
He just appeared on Cuban television saying that what Cuba had done was stop a terrorist attack.
I knew this wasn't true. And I could not understand why he'd say these things. And I remember telling my mom, he looks like he hasn't slept in days. They have brainwashed him, and they are forcing him to say these things.
The most important aspect of the whole interview was when he said he had penetrated Brothers to the Rescue. In the intelligence world, that's code for, I am a spy.
It was a three-letter word that Anna didn't want to believe.
People immediately started to say that he was a spy and that he had been on a mission here in the States. I just could not accept that.
But U.S. officials believed it was no coincidence that Juan Pablo disappeared the day before the shootdown. By volunteering with Brothers to the Rescue, he clearly knew the ins and outs of the operation.
They had to have great intelligence to know where everything was going to be, because how would they have known the flight plan? So it was clear to everyone that the shoot down had been premeditated and that he was a central figure in the shoot down.
I stood by his side. I felt that he had to have been forced. And no, my husband was not a spy, of course not.
But when a woman like Anna realizes she's been duped, she gets even with the help of a lawyer.
He said, "We're gonna sue Cuba for rape."
By February 1996, Ana Margarita Martinez's marriage to Juan Pablo Roque, now an accused spy, was the talk of Miami.
In South Florida, they love two things: news about Cuba and soap operas, which in Spanish we call novelas. And here was this combination of these two things, a Cuban novella that you just could not make up.
Everyone wanted to know more about the wife who stubbornly defended her husband, even after he told the world he didn't miss her at all.
In a published article, they asked him what he missed most about the U.S. And he said, his Jeep Cherokee. I felt that he was saying this to protect me. The Cuban government wouldn't be pleased with him saying, "I miss my wife and I miss my stepkids." That's how I justified it.
What she felt was loyalty to her man, which I didn't, and many members of the community didn't feel. 90% of me thought that he was, you know, definitely a spy, and he had hoodwinked everybody, including her.
Was Juan Pablo, the famous Cuban defector, really too good to be true?
It made everyone second guess his initial story of defection, this magnificent story of a 17-mile swim, you know, getting hit by sharks and swimming into Guantanamo Bay really didn't seem to hold up.
But for Anna, the woman who thought she finally had married Mr. Right, that was hard to accept.
Accepting that he was a spy was a long process. And it turns out that everything he said was a lie, everything he did was a lie. 4 years together were all a lie. They were part of his mission, part of what he had to do.
In 1998, Anna had her marriage to Juan Pablo annulled and gave his beloved Jeep to her brother. But Anna didn't stop there. She was determined to get even. So with the help of her lawyer, Anna came up with a very clever plan for revenge. She sued the Cuban government for rape and won $27 million in damages.
In the state of Florida, rape is defined as sex without consent. And since my consent was procured fraudulently, it's not valid.
If I learned now that my ex-husband was a Cuban spy and had only married me as part of his cover, and that all the intimacy that we shared was fake, I think that, yeah, I'd feel violated. Definitely.
The reason the lawsuit is against the Cuban government is because he was acting under their direction 100% of the time. He could never have married me without the Cuban government's approval.
In order to pull off his role as a spy, Juan Pablo needed the perfect cover, an unsuspecting wife.
That makes him a much more believable, solid person if you're married and, you know, you have kids and you have a family. If you're a single man, you're much more suspicious.
If you're hunting for an American wife, where are you going to find the most unsuspecting women? And the answer is at Sunday school. And Ana Margarita Martinez was already divorced, so she could not have been more vulnerable at that point in her life. I think he smelled blood on the water.
While the U.S. sees Juan Pablo as a fugitive, in his homeland, he's a hero, protected by the Cuban government.
He was promoted to lieutenant colonel and relocated to a very nice residence.
If Juan Pablo ever steps foot outside of Cuba, he will spend the rest of his life in an American prison. It hasn't been easy, but Ana Margarita is determined to finally put Juan Pablo's deception behind her.
How does it feel when you trust someone with your life, with the lives of your children, and he turns out to be someone that you never really knew? It's extremely traumatic. How do you trust again?
When you fall in love, you pretty much got to prepare yourself. Anything can happen. You can really think you know somebody, and that person can have skeletons in the closet like you would not believe.
Despite all the years of heartache, Ana hasn't completely lost hope in a fairy tale ending.
I don't think I want to live life doubting everyone. I hope I will find someone or meet someone that will truly love me and who I can really also love.